This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Moses continues to unpack the Ten Commandments for the people of Israel before they enter the Promised Land. In this section, he may even be focusing most sharply on the sixth command, which is, "You shall not murder." That's because murder disrespects human life. So, when Moses goes to unpack this commandment, he finds himself talking about all the ways God wants us to respect the lives and dignity of others. He goes into how to atone for things like unsolved murders, or how female captors are to be treated fairly, or how to protect a son from an unfair father, or how to protect a father from an unruly son. The laws continue to cover things like caring for and returning your neighbor's possessions when you find them, and the severe punishment for men accused of horrible things like rape. But even small issues about respecting life are found here. People must be sure to put like railing around their roofs so that people don't fall off and injure themselves when visiting. Even the birds are protected in this passage. An Israelite may take the eggs of a bird, but not the mother too. In a sense, respect for life and justice extends even to the animal kingdom. Two key factors come up throughout these commands. First, there is God's desire for fairness, equity, and justice. He provided for women, children, and foreigners with protections and rights that were unknown to other societies in the ancient world. The second feature is God's determination to keep Israel and her land pure. Again and again, the phrase, "Purge evil from your midst," is repeated when talking about why Israel must obey these commands and their punishments for whenever they don't. Sin must be punished. Blood guilt must be covered. Evil must be driven out. That is because God is making his dwelling with these people. And if they don't purge the evil from their midst, God will. The good news of Jesus is that when he comes and makes his dwelling with us, he does purge us of all evil and guilt. He doesn't wait for us to clean ourselves up, but he comes and does the cleaning for us. God's value of human life, talked about in this passage, is seen in at least two powerful ways in the gospel of Jesus. First, God became a human life. Second, he who prohibits murder and fights for the preservation of life actually allowed himself to be murdered and did not preserve his own life. But because he did this, he can now come and dwell within us through the Holy Spirit and work day by day to actually make us into people who treat one another with the respect he has for human life. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who cares deeply about the dignity and value of life, and that you would see Jesus as the one who freely gave up his life to cleanse ours of all evil.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.